We have found in some startups where, I kid you not, sitting across from their, they had general counsel, in-house general counsel, and they were touching on personal information, and in particular medical information, and the general counsel was copiously taking notes saying, oh, that's a good idea, and I should follow up on that. And so it was clear to us that this startup had not even thought about some of the regulations that would apply to the data that they were handling. And so we don't expect perfect compliance, and in fact, if you've attended any CLE on GDPR, even the experts will say that the regulators are not expecting perfect compliance with that regulation. That said, IBM has very high standards, and so I would phrase it differently. We don't expect you to meet the IBM standards because we do set the bar very high, but we do expect that you have thought it through. We do expect that you have taken reasonable measures to comply with any regulation that applies to the data or your operations, and then we look at how we can mitigate and what that does to the value of the value of the company that we're looking at purchasing.
So, Josh, you do a lot of startup work. How can you, how can a startup be compliant across the globe with the limited resources they have?
I think the short answer is they can't. You know, from my perspective, my role is figuring out which issues are, you know, kind of fundamental to the business. And which issues, you know, potentially you could punt on. You know, I work with a lot of early stage companies, and I think, you know, I'm working on one right now. They're closing a Series A, and we have a standard data privacy rep, and then we've got a disclosure saying, you know, we're not actually in compliance with data privacy laws, but we'll work, you know, post-closing to get that done.